Hello and welcome back, my bitches, to the Real Bitch of Bravo podcast with yours truly, Jihei Wiley, the Real Bitch of Bravo, bitching about all things Bravo and getting as much tea as humanly possible. Now, who's ready to do some real bitching?
Hello, my bitches, and welcome back to the Real Bitch of Bravo. I am here without my co-host, Liz Layton. But guys, I brought you one better. I kind of one-upped. I love Liz. Liz, you're the best. Don't hate me on this. I know you're going to be watching and listening to this. So don't hate me on this. But I one-upped Liz. And I brought in today, you guys, if you didn't look at our social media, I brought in today an expert and a wonderful, amazing person. And thank you, Lindsay Lyne, for introducing me to this wonderful person. Up next, Miss Emily Rose. That is her Instagram handle. Who the fuck knows? It's shortened, but who the F knows? Emily Rose, and it is an awesome Instagram follow, you guys. Give her a follow. She's great. Emily, thank you so much for taking the time. I know we went back and forth a lot trying to get this together and stuff. So I'm glad that we finally made it happen. First of all, yes. How was your weekend? How are you doing? How was life?
Oh man, my weekend was good. We were supposed to do this on Friday, but we couldn't because I got voluntold that I had to show up for the prom of the school that I work at. And I was less than thrilled about that. So I did that on Friday. And then on Saturday, I had two different events that I had to, I didn't have to, I wanted to attend. And so I did that. And then Sunday, yesterday I was dead all day. I was completely useless yesterday. And then I was pretty useless at work today too. So let's be hopeful that I can,
you know what?
Be a better use.
I think that you rallied so hard to be on the show. So I'm so grateful. So thank you for doing that.
No problem.
Let's dive into it really, really quick. Before we dive into it, we got to know, and I know a lot of people have already watched Who the F Knows with Emily Rose and Lindsay Lyne for their all their podcast needs. But and I know you already went over this on your show, but I do want to know, how did you love your trip to LA and when are you moving here?
Oh my God. Okay. I loved LA so much. You were no small part of that. You were a great part of that. Your hospitality and just getting to spend time with you and you welcoming us into your home was so sweet for the day. And just in general, I loved it. And I want to move in a year. Okay. I'm just going to put it out there.
So,
fresh off the presses.
So for those that don't really know this, I haven't even told my co-host this, I might be moving.
Right.
But not in a year. So unfortunately, it might be sooner than later. So otherwise, I'd be just moving to my place. You can do that. I know, especially with that view of the roof.
So beautiful. She has the most beautiful view in the world, y'all.
It doesn't suck. That is definitely the reason why I wanted the apartment. I think my boyfriend wanted the apartment because he just wanted to get the F out of our small studio apartment we were living in prior to living here. So I don't blame him. I'd be like, I want to sign that check right now. Here's money. I just got to get out of this small apartment that we live in. So this is a lot, obviously a lot bigger. That being said, thank you so much. It's so sweet of you.
Of course.
You'd be welcome anytime. You know that. Let's move on. VPR, the Valley, they're all giving. They're slowly but surely getting there. The Valley is full throttle.
The Valley is going, honey.
Oh, it is amazing. Did you see Rihanna, her reaction to the Valley?
Okay, so I saw it, but tell me exactly what she said, because I was dead yesterday. Oh, my light went out. I was dead yesterday, so I kind of was just skimming the news. Tell me exactly what she said again.
So I actually don't know. I have to relook. I didn't write down exactly what she said. Sorry.
Well, yeah.
Spitzing right here. I don't know exactly what she said, but she was just if you were not watching the Valley, you were not living. Like the gist of what she said, and she's not wrong. And I love that Danny Book was he reposted three different things of Rihanna loves the Valley. Rihanna loves the Valley. Yeah. Rihanna loves reality television anyway.
She loves Bravo. Yeah.
Loves Bravo. So I love that she also was bring Monica back. She's been pushing for that too.
Yes.
Monica Garcia back on TV.
Mind. Me too.
Yeah. Ugh, God, she's so missed right now. But whatever. Anyways, that being said, let's move on. VPR, last week, hopefully we're giving you guys your VPR fixed, and you're going to be watching this on Tuesday.
Yes.
Jax comes over to James and Allie's place in Burbank, and I love that they put ex-sir employee on the bottom.
I know. Perfect.
They talk about hosting their brunch at Sir. bringing up Katie spreading rumors about him cheating on his then wife, Brittany. And James makes it very obvious for Allie to leave the conversation and for it just to be him and Jax, right? In there. Yep. What were your thoughts on this scene? And specifically for me, him bringing up Katie spreading rumors that, like, no offense, if you watch the Reddit boards, if you're really a diehard fan and you watch the Reddit boards,
yeah,
it wasn't Katie spreading the rumors. Like, and I'm not a Katie fan, and I will die on this hill of, like, this is not Katie's fault.
No, I agree. I mean, I think she and Sheena are, like, the most active on Reddit. I think that they, like, check the Reddit. So I can see that Katie maybe got the rumor from Reddit, but I don't think that she spread it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like he's saying that she did. But, you know, I'm sure that, I mean, because the Blocked by Jack subreddit has been pushing that this narrative hard. They believe it with all of their arts. And I agree. I guess, but yeah, I thought that was interesting. I thought it was interesting that we had this whole scene of them talking about going to brunch. And then later it was like, Lisa was, I don't know if she's supposed to be acting surprised or something, was like, obviously this was planned, but yeah, it was cool to see Jackson and James together again, because they've kind of had a contentious relationship.
Yeah, no, I love the fact that they're actually getting along now. Katie and James have come full circle, and James, yes, and Jax have come full circle. For those that, yes, don't, like, are just starting to watch because of Scandal, like, you gotta go backwards.
Totally.
Every single new fan or every single new person that's a new person to Vanderpump, I'm like, you gotta watch it from the beginning, because then all these relationships, they won't make sense, right? Mm-hmm. Of, like, why people are like, you gotta make more Cosmopolitans. Like, that yeah, scene loses everything if you don't know the background of these two. So
totally.
Yeah, you got to go backwards, guys. You got to go backwards. Yeah, and I agree with you. The whole thing about, my boyfriend's about to interrupt us, guys. So if there's something in the background, that's him. He'll come in a second. The whole entire thing with him. We'll give him a break. Let him come in for a second.
Yeah. Let him ease into his home.
Yeah. Hi, babe. The whole entire thing, where was I? The whole entire thing with Lisa. Yeah. With
right,
Lisa,
right.
Who, like, yeah, that was so planned. That was so acted. Like, I mean,
yes,
good for them fixing and squashing their beef, but let's get real. Like,
yes.
you don't own a restaurant and not know what's going on in your restaurant, I would hope. Right.
No. That's right.
That, like, I would speculate being like, look, dude, like, let me know what event are we doing today? Da, da, da. And that's, like, your partner, your business partner is Guillermo.
Literally.
He has
to
know.
There's, like, posters up.
Yeah. Yeah. You're fully getting into, like, the advertising mode, and it's, like, everywhere. It's on your social media. It's all around your restaurant. Like,
yep,
you know that James is coming in there with Jax. So there's no, yes, way that she didn't know any of this stuff. So I guess, like, semi-good acting job, Lisa, for some of those that don't think that she doesn't know anything about her restaurant. Also, it makes her look kind of bad, doesn't it?
Right. Yes, it makes, like, it like, what, you don't make the decisions at your restaurant then? Like, Guillermo makes all of the calls for you? Like, that, yeah, that's not,
and we
what
know
you want
Lisa's
people
not
think
a silent partner.
No, not at,
yeah,
all.
Yeah. Yeah. She's the opposite of that. But yeah, needless to say, long story short, she knew. Glad they squashed the beef. I know that's, like, it's later on in my notes, but we can skip that part. That's fine. then we get another crossover of the Valley / like Vanderpump. I love how there's these crossovers, but they're not really crossovers because they're former castmates, right?
It's right.
Like, Jack coming to visit James and Brittany coming to visit Sheena. It's like, and I love how Sheena's trying to, like, tell the audience, like, well, Brittany and I,
it's
this
Brittany
is why, da, da, da.
Yeah.
And know that motherfuckers have been watching you for over a decade. We know,
literally, we know, we're very acquainted with Britney's whole thing. Okay. Yes. We know.
Yes. So, but I love it. So Britney comes over to Sheena's. They talk about the relationships, and basically Sheena bringing up that they have anniversary plans. They're going to go out for dinner. They were going to do a whole thing, but now they're going to just go to dinner.
Yeah.
And they go and also talk about the money issue, which I would love to hear your thoughts on this, because I have thoughts. And the Brock and Lala rumors that were swirling around in her head as well, of her possibly having an affair and this happening to her as well, another Scandoval. What were your thoughts,
yes,
on the thing? Yeah.
So with Sheena and the money thing, where she's kind of, okay, I am deep in the Reddit threads and things like that. Both of these things are seemingly, from what I can tell, direct responses to things that were happening on Reddit. And so, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay, good, good. And so the first thing being a lot of people, you know, Nick Viall recently, obviously she didn't know this when they filmed the scene, calling him like a payroll husband and kind of like teasing her and like making fun of her for being with someone who like allegedly didn't have a job, or, you know, she was the breadwinner. And I don't like that one bit. I don't think that makes her less of a woman. I don't think that that makes him less of a man. I think that she has to keep explaining like this works for us. And it does. Like, Brock, at the time, they had not branded themselves as a couple. Sheena gets lots of brand deals and sponsorships. That's what she's like. She's like great at the influencer game and making money. So that's where she's going to be. As far as the, oh, what was the other thing? Oh, the Lala. That's another thing that is a, that spawned from like a Reddit. It's not like a theory necessarily, but there were people that were like, well, if I were her, I'd watch for Lala too, because, you know, because people hate Lala. And, you know, if you're the other woman once, I guess you're just bound to always be a cheater. You're always going to be fucking other people's men. I was that person in my early 20s, and I've never done that again because it's fucking a horrible feeling. It's like, I mean, I was younger too, but.
Well, so was Sheena too, right? You're like, she's 20 years old.
I was 20.
Lala, yes. 20 something years old when that happened. Like, your 20s are where you make your fuck ups, guys. Like, yes. That's where you make your mistakes, are in your 20s. Like, you get all that shit out of the way. Like, that's what college is for. That's what, you know, being 20 something is. You know, I don't care if you're 29 or 20. Like,
that your 20s are fucked.
Yes. That is the decade you can mess up. And nobody can sit there and be like, oh, well, like, you should know better. It's like, no. You should know better 30 and beyond. That's when you should know better. 29,
and they're like, literally,
I'll give you a pass.
Literally. And I guess I get like offended because I don't want to take things too personally, but sometimes I see the way that people talk about the things that Sheena's done, or Lala, or Ariana, all of them, because all of them but Katie have cheated, like, or been a partner to cheating.
Well, like, Ariana cheated,
I'm just saying the only person who hasn't, I guess, is Katie.
Yeah.
And I don't care for her all that much either, but I think that when people talk about the show online, they think that they're just speaking to the cast member and they think that that's fair game. But some of the stuff that I read is kind of like, damn. So even if I did like fuck up when I was 20 and like never did that again, like, you guys think that once another woman, always another woman, and you need to watch your man. I don't watch y'all's raggedy ass men. What the fuck?
Dude, seriously, people need to, like, I think people on the Reddit boards, like, don't get me wrong, I love the info, I love the tea, I love the drama.
Me too. Don't ban me.
Don't ban me, Reddit. I think it's amazing. But at the same time, the people on Reddit are the problem. It's not Reddit, you know? Right. It's the people that, like, go after them so hard in the paint. I'm like, man, y'all need to leave them alone. Like, it's like,
literally,
like, you can put that shit out there. Like, maybe this is a possible, like, theory.
Yes.
And that's fine. But like, I think this is where it goes beyond, right? Where people are just like, watch out, she'll steal your man. And like, they like get really, really personal. And I'm like, y'all don't need to get that personal with these people.
Like, like, you really don't know them.
No, you don't know. You don't know what their lives are beyond like the camera, right? That's all they show us is the camera. I also was on one of Lala's, or I was listening to Lala's podcast, and she basically said, like, if you knew the Sheena off camera, None of you guys would be talking shit, because like, she's the most amazing, wonderful friend on the planet. And like, she's there, she's ride or die and there for you. So like, that's where like, we have to realize like, this is a job for them now. Like, probably the first three or four seasons, Jax wasn't wrong. Like, the first three or four seasons were very genuine, because they were not making the money they're making now.
No.
That's a fact. Like, they're still living in studio apartments at that point in their life.
That's the one where Ariana and Tom had to like close the microwave to turn the light on or some shit.
Yeah, exactly. Like that. And that's the stuff that like, that's what made that show so great in the very beginning, is because of that reality. Because like, they're living like they're living like wait staff. Like that's yes. how you live when you're a server, a bartender, a busser. Like that's how, that's legit how you live. You are not yes. living the high life, people. Like you're not living no. in a $1 million home. Like she currently, and good for Ariana. I'm stoked for her. For
that house is bomb.
That place looks amazing. Good for
amazing.
Sunset for getting that crossover with her.
Yes. Awesome. Oh my
good
God.
For them. But that's not how they're living. I mean, unless you're Stassi, like AKA a trust fund baby, like you're not living right. in like luxurious, you know, areas of LA. You're living in like,
no.
Koreatown, which by the way, Koreatown now was not Koreatown 10 years ago.
Right. Oh, I know. Like we talked about that too. I was like, I thought Koreatown was based on what like the Los Angeles Reddit said, like it was like a place to avoid. And we like walked everywhere every day. It was beautiful. No issues. Like, and yeah. cities change and everything like that. So that makes sense. But regardless, if I came out to LA and wanted to start working at TomTom, I would have a microwave that opens the door or whatever the hell.
You wouldn't have a microwave that shut down the whole entire apartment.
Yes. Exactly.
You definitely would be trying to live. I mean, I personally, if I was living, I'd live in Hollywood if you had to like work in Hollywood. Like that's where I would want to yeah. live. I'm from LA, so no offense. I don't leave my bubble. Like I love yeah. my bubble. I love where I live. I love where I'm from. I like, I have no desire. And technically it's LA, but I don't consider it LA. We don't even call it LA. We
right.
call it LA. But like, I'd rather live here and commute
because yeah.
I don't, and that's why a lot of celebrities do live out where I live, because they're like, I don't want, like, unless you want to be in the scene, you don't live in Hollywood. So
yeah, no,
and that's fine, like to each his own, everybody yeah. do their thing. Let's move on, because we don't have a lot of time and I want to get to the valley.
Sure.
So let's go on to Britney. So the Britney and Sheena thing, sorry, let's move on from that. I do, however, want to say this one thing. I get where Brock is coming from with the financial disparity when he yeah. talked to Boy about that and stuff, his former business partner for F45, yes. Which, by the way, that brand is going downhill real quick. So he sold at the right time.
Good.
Yeah. I think, if anything, it makes Brock more of a man and Sheena more of a woman to be able to have yes. that right relationship where they like, he's like, look, I'm proud of my wife. Like, she's the main breadwinner. Like, yeah, it kind of sucks. You know, yeah. because he's so machismo and like want him and Jax are like very similar in that regard. Mm-hmm. Like they're very like, we need to be making the money and providing for the family. But at the same time, like every relationship has ebbs and flows. I've been in that situation where I make more money than my significant other and vice versa. Right. He's made more
yeah.
money than I have. And we just have to figure it out and contend for it and like figure it out. Long story short, ladies, if you do make more money than your man, don't let him know.
Go about your life.
Just go about your life. It's just, it makes life so much easier if you just don't tell him. Like, yeah, I make more money than you, or but I'm not gonna sit there
just
and be like,
make exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on, we get to Katie and Schwartz who meet up at Mel's Diner, which by the way, if you've never been to Mel's Diner, it's bomb. But go to the original location. Do not go to either go to the Hollywood Hills one or go to the Santa Monica one, guys. Don't go to the other ones. They're not that great.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah. Santa Monica is awesome. It's really, really nice. It's like right off the freeway, off the 10, and it's pretty palm actually.
Okay.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they're only open till midnight, but still really good. Still really good.
Yeah. Okay.
During the week. Anyways, how are you loving or are you not loving this relationship, new relationship between Katie and Schwartzy?
You know, I'm loving it for nefarious reasons. I'm loving it because I have been in the mindset that I think that they are going to get back together one day. I think not because I want them to, but I think that they're both very toxic minded. And so I think that they're going to like eventually end up back together. And this to me just showed that the chemistry is there, that my conspiracy theory may just one day come true.
That would be really...
It's their chemistry. I mean, I like it better than like, I don't think that Katie really ever stopped talking to him. So I felt like this was more genuine. Like, I think that this is a better representation of their friendship. I think that interestingly in that scene, like Katie wasn't super mean about Joe or anything. It seemed like they were really they were really friends. And I actually really appreciated that.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on the, like, I think they do, their vibe together is like toxic banter, but they don't mean it in a toxic, or they try not to mean it in a toxic way, even though it looks very toxic from the outsider's perspective.
Yes.
That is an interesting theory because I just don't think that Katie is down. I think that they'll fuck.
Oh, yeah.
I think that they will definitely have sex. And like,
I agree.
We're never going to know about it because it's something like, it might be like a take it to the grave kind of thing.
Yeah, that's like, hot, okay, kind of.
Yeah, like off screen, off camera, like they will have sex and they'll like get freaky or whatever. Like one drunken night or something, like one drug-filled night, they'll like get wasted and they'll happen to be in the same spot and they'll be like, the lights are on and they're the only two people there. They're like, it's comfortable. Let's just do it.
Yeah.
You know, kind of thing. I can definitely see that happening.
Right.
I don't see them getting back together, but I do see the fucking happening, which
I think you're right. Yeah.
Which leads me to the proposition that is made in the next episode.
Yes.
Technically tomorrow's episode, because we're recording this on a Monday on Tuesday. So what were your thoughts? Do you want them to fuck? Do you want them to get back, like have sex and like just do a one night stand thing or whatever? Or
I don't even know if it's about what I want. I just think that they are or already have. Like at this point on April 29, 2024, I believe that they have had at least one post divorce bang sesh. And I think, you know, whether it's the one that is referenced in this week's episode or whether it is from, you know, the past few months, I don't know, but I just know it in my heart because why not? You know, sometimes you got to resolve things with your body in a healthy, nonviolent way. You know,
what? I'm all about the ex bang, man. I've gone and done a repeat offender. Like,
oh my God, same.
No shame. We all have.
Yeah. Do what you need to do, girl. And she's so much more confident now. So I bet it was even more hot. And I bet it was just like a little whimpering little goose.
Yeah, like goose. I was just gonna say, I bet she was like the dominatrix and he was like the do whatever you want to me, Katie.
Yes, I love that.
Oh, so see that. Moving on, then we get to Sheena and Brock having their anniversary dinner at Barton G. Brock orders the gin and juice. This place,
oh my God, what is this place?
So this place is known for having Instagrammable cocktails and Instagrammable food. So that's the reason why. And it's butt-ass expensive too, by the way. But if you're you're an influencer, or if you're like, you know, you want to put, you know, whatever out there, and like you want to be like, hey, I went to Barton G, here's their gin and juice. That's just, it's their shtick.
Where is it?
I believe it's in Hollywood. I'll look it up right now. I told you I never leave my bubble. So like my boyfriend actually had to say this and be like,
oh really?
Oh, that's that place that's like it, yeah. Because he is a restaurant consultant, so.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it is in LA. I'm looking. Yeah, it's like $100 plus for everything.
Okay.
Over there. Okay, it's in LA proper. So it's off La Cienega Boulevard. For those
okay.
Days. Yeah, so it's LA proper for sure.
Wow.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm going back to my notes, guys. So yeah, they have the talk. You know, this is, and a lot of people, I think on Reddit or in her comment section said like, this is a little tone deaf of you, like saying, maybe this is your last chance to be a father. I don't think that's what she meant personally. I'm also a Sheena stan. So like,
yeah,
I ride for that girl. Like, I love her. I feel so bad for all the flack that she's getting because I still think she's a good friend. I think she's just doing her job. And I think that you guys don't see the timeline. It's only been 3 months. How is Ariana to get on with her life? Like, let her be her. And that's totally fine. And I think Sheena's doing that too. She is so affected by this relationship because at the end of the day, this is the only person she had in her corner for 3 or 4 years before Ariana really, truly got on the show. Ariana was more of a like side piece, like not a side piece, but a friend.
Yeah. So, well, I mean,
same. Like, no shade, Ariana, we love you, but like,
no, I do. But this is the thing though, I think that with all of these relationships, like there's so much, and we'll get into it a little bit on The Valley, like Janet, for example, who's been in the background of these people, the Vanderpump Rules people, for like 15 years or something. She's been friends and she was at Sir and she did all that. Like there are things that we don't know about these relationships. So to me, like, have I ever been like jealous of a friend and said something bitchy behind their back? Absolutely. I just don't have a camera in my face. But I don't think anything that like particularly Sheena or Ariana are saying about each other is like that bad. Is it bitchy sometimes? Yeah. I don't think that Lala is saying, I don't really think any of them are saying anything like totally out of pocket. I think the meanest thing that I've heard any of them say about each other is when, when Katie called Sheena a buffoon in the after show for being in the same picture as Sandoval. And then that's pretty much it. The rest of them, I feel like they've been kind of tame for them. And I think that it's okay for them to like be in a weird spot. I'm sorry that like Sandoval was their friend too, and it's a weird situation and everyone's hurting, and then you bring in Raquel of it all. I mean, it's just, sorry to go on a rant. I know we don't have a lot of time for me to be ranting, but I really do think like we just need to remember we don't know them and we don't know what they're dealing with, you know?
Yeah. And every situation is different. Like in a normal world, A, nobody's fucking each other's friends, but that's
right.
The normal world. But B, and most importantly, we don't have a camera in front of us
doing this.
And in a normal world, we would disassociate ourselves from each other because we're not on a show together.
Literally.
So like, you know, if this were happening to you and I, and we were in the same area or whatever, like we all lived in LA together or Atlanta together, we would be like, okay, well, I'm going to avoid that bitch because I don't want to be around her. And you can.
Yes.
This is not a scenario where you can. You just can't. Like, you want to keep your job. You want to keep that paycheck going in. You got to be on this show. And Rachel decided, I don't want that in my life anymore. I'm going to choose, like, she's still profiting off the show. Let's not get it wrong.
A little bit, yeah.
But she chose to disassociate herself from the show, i.e. not to be filmed anymore. So, you know, you could have made that choice. Tom could have made that choice. Ariana could have made that choice. Sheena could have made that choice. All of them could have made that choice. But this is the life that they chose. I always say, everybody has a price.
Yep.
And Rachel's, obviously her price was my mental health. That is just something that I'm going to prioritize or whatever the case may be for her. The rest of the cast is like, look, we can't depend on mommy and daddy anymore. So I'm going to put on my paycheck to roll in and come in. I haven't, like, Sheena, obviously she's a mother. She's a wife. Like, she has like a life like that's totally different than Rachel. Like, she's not 30 years old. Like, being like, hey, I don't have bills to pay. Like, mom and dad kind of help me with that. Right. And I don't have a kid. I'm not married. Like, she has all these guys have different lives, guys. Yep. You know, so like, they're very independent from everybody just has different situations financially. And I think that that's another thing that they obviously are focusing on. They're like, I need this paycheck. I need this bag. Yep. So, and you can't really hate on that.
No, I don't. I mean, some people do, but I completely understand it. I want all of them to be able to pay their bills because it seems like it seems like they're all in some precarious. Oh, my God, the essential water. They're all in some precarious situations with their money. And so I'm like, I want them to. And that's such a good point. I just want to say, all of them made a choice to be on the show. So at the end of the day, no one, and all of these guys at this point are veterans of their own show. So except for maybe Joe, and everyone else knows exactly what the fuck they're signing up for. So before we get all fucking carried away about Ariana said this and Schwartz said this and Sheena said this, like, they all know that they're talking shit about each other behind each other's backs. Okay. It's how they're making their money. So I think I just want to be entertained, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Trust me, they're definitely doing that. I'm going to fast track and fast forward because of the time.
Totally.
Differential, whatever, to the chaotic scene after brunch when they all go to James's and basically Sandoval gets in. We'll talk about Katie and Jax in a second, but Sandoval and Sheena get into it. Go ahead and just give me your thoughts because I'll share mine later.
So just really quick, just so we can fast track. Katie can't fucking stand Jax and Jax can't fucking stand Katie. That's never been any different. That's the same thing that's going on. It's honestly not that even interesting to talk about, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's at least consistent, though. I'll give them their consistency.
Yes, they're consistent as hell. They are consistent as hell. Katie really is. Like, it's crazy. But at the end of the episode, I thought, you know, first Brock's kind of like hollering at Sheena. I didn't love that about, because he wants to stay and hang out and she wants to go. And it's just like, it's hard to watch, but I think that it's kind of normal. But I'm saying that because then Sheena's already kind of in a heightened state And then she's talking to Kyle Chan about this thing that they're going to do, and she's going to perform the song. She asks Tom if he's listened to it yet. And then for whatever godforsaken reason, he gets the nerve to say that she's profiting off of it more than anyone else. And I thought that was crazy because I don't think that Sheena released like merch, whereas like she talked about it on her podcast, but that's not, I mean, Lala paid for her house with a Send It to Daryl shirt, which is a direct response to something happening with him and Raquel. So to me, Lala profited the most off of it. I think maybe Sandoval is maybe more hurt by Sheena, which is maybe fair because they were friends. But yeah, for him to say that and then for her to start, you know, yelling at him because she should, because he did something wrong. And then for him to say, like, you were the other woman, like, it's just not even a good comparison, Sandoval, because maybe Rachel could say that to Sheena. If Sheena was like berating Rachel for being the other woman, then maybe Rachel could say that. But Sandoval, you can't compare yourself to Sheena because you're a grown ass motherfucking man. You're a grown ass man. Whoa. You bought a house with the woman. Yeah. You're the fucking Eddie Cibrian. So
and you did it in the home.
In like, the home multiple times.
Yeah. Like you had this affair literally under her nose.
There was no like getting hotels and lying and like there was none of that. Like you did this like very intentionally, and I think he in some ways wanted to get caught. And so I thought it was completely out of pocket. I was really disappointed again online, not just on Reddit, of people being like, well, Sheena low-key deserved it. I'm like, I think we're missing the plot, guys. I think this guy's trash and we really need to keep that at the forefront, and he shouldn't be yelling at her like that, in my opinion. As a Sheena stan, obviously, but
no, of course. So, I mean, obviously, we are the outliers being Sheena stans. But
we really are.
I will give, and here's another reason why I'm going to give her a little bit of grace. She wanted to leave, but she told Brock, you can stay. I just want to go. She specifically said that. And I think a lot of people on Reddit didn't realize, like, I don't think that they heard that, or maybe they blocked her or something. But I'm like, she actually said, hey, honey, I'm not asking you to leave.
Yeah,
I'm just telling you I'm going to go because I want to spend this quality time. And she's right. Like the first 5 years of your kid's life are very, very substantial. And she's like, I want to tuck her into bed. I don't want my mom to do that. I want to like read her bedtime story. I don't want my mom to do that. I want to do X, Y, and Z like with her because the first 5 years of her life like are very crucial. And like those years that they really absorb a lot of, this is a fact, by the way, guys, you can look it up. The first 5 years of a child's life, they're absorbing everything.
Yes.
That's another reason why I'm so annoyed when these guys, like it could be from the Valley or from VPR, like they're all talking about their marital problems in front of their
kids. In front of the kids.
Shut the fuck up.
No, and Brock and Sheena both do that shit. And it's very annoying to me. Yes.
Yeah. It's like, just put your kid in like, put them to bed or put them like ask your mom to be like, hey, can you like take Summer a little bit and go play with her in the park or something? So she doesn't have this conversation of us like fighting and like discussing our issues with one another. That's the only thing I like. And that's across the board, guys. That's not just with Brock and Sheena. That's with the guys when they all went to the LA County Fair with their kids.
Yes.
That's like of them. Like that's Jesse and Michelle having a conversation about all this. With Janet on where Isabel's right next to them. Stop having conversations with your kids in front of you.
Agreed. Agree.
Yeah. So, but that being said, like we get to the, you were the other woman conversation. I know a lot of people can actually be like, I'm surprised and shocked that on the Reddit boards that people were like, well, she deserves this treatment. It's like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Or, here's the thing. You can say that from anybody else. Except for Sandoval.
Yeah.
Like, if Schwartz did it, I actually wouldn't be mad at that, but he would never do that. If Ariana did it, I wouldn't be mad at that. Again, none of these people are going to do that, though. None of them are going to bring up the past. And this is his way of deflecting because he's obviously in the wrong. Like, you just like Schwartz said, you need to freaking come with your whatever between your dick between your legs and just say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry for the whole entire season. I would like to also point this out that Kristen Doty, 2 years, guys. She came crawling for 2 years.
Very much so.
And she, like, And she didn't even do an affair for 7 months, 8 months, no. 9 months, whatever the case may be. She didn't even have that affair for that long. She just fucked Jack twice. Gross. But like she had sex twice. And then like, and then they still came, they still were like, you need to crawl on your hands and knees for 2 seasons.
Yeah.
2 years she didn't have a friend group. She had like
Oh, and one of the times Stassi and Jax were broken up, actually. Yeah. So
yeah. But she's still but I mean
it's still wrong. Don't
still
get me
wrong.
Please don't get me wrong. It's still really gross for sure.
Yeah. But yeah, so like, you know, she had to do all the like she had to do all this begging. He's trying to come back in 3 months. Fuck you.
Yeah, yeah, dude. You gotta pay your dues.
You gotta pay your dues. I don't care how long you've been in this group and what you think. 3 months and you're trying to come back? Nah.
Like he's a dummy.
This is something that should take years. It shouldn't take two. It should take more than that.
Yes.
It's just that part just disgusts me. Yeah. Anything else that you have to say about this episode? Because, yeah, the whole entire Katie hating Jax and Jax hating Katie thing. If you know, you know. It's on repeat.
If you know, you know. Yeah, no, that's pretty much, those are my big thoughts about the episode for sure.
Awesome. Let's move on to the Valley because we only have a few minutes. We only have like 10, 15 minutes left to talk about the Valley, which I know sounds like a lot of time, but it really isn't.
It isn't, especially when we're talking about the Valley because there's so much to talk about. I love the Valley.
I know. I love it. I love it. So very first scene, Jax and Jasmine meet up for lunch at Stout, which I've actually been to and it is delicious. I'm not going to front. Mm. Shout out to Stout. Yeah. Really good. And if you love beer, it's your place to go. I don't love beer, but I did love the food. It's very like ubby.
Totally noted.
Yeah. So they meet up for, I think it's in Sawtelle too. I don't think it's in, actually, no, it can't be in Sawtelle. Anyways, doesn't matter. Because they're obviously there, they live in the Valley. So they went to the Valley location. I think there's multiple. Anyways.
Oh, okay.
So they talk about Brittany not telling him everything. Specifically because he's a huge gossip, rightfully so. I'm glad that she doesn't say a lot to him. Then they finally bring up the conversation about Jesse and Michelle's relationship. Before we get to that, by the way, that motherfucker loves fucking in bathrooms because he literally says in this scene, Jasmine brings up Brittany did bring up your lack of sexual activity. And she, and then he's like, well, I'd go and fuck in the bathroom right now and like take her. Like, we used to have like an amazing sex life, da da da, before the kid. And I was like, you in bathrooms, man. Like,
he has a thing.
I know. It's weird. Like, maybe it's like the whole entire, like, I might get caught thing, which I totally get. It's very, exciting. Mm-hmm. I know that him and Laura Lee, right? That's Laura
Lee. Laura Lee, at the bathroom at her. Which is disgusting.
But, like, here's the thing, too. It's like, bathrooms aren't even like, romantic or nice. Like, no. I've never fucked in the bathroom, but like I can only imagine. Like, could you imagine him like fucking in Jax's bathroom? Like that in the
No, you can hardly fit two people in that damn thing. It's so narrow. Small.
Yeah. I saw your bathroom review, by the way, which was awesome.
Thanks. It was awesome. It's my highlight of my trip.
I haven't been to Schwartz and Sandy's. That's the only place that I haven't been to.
You're not missing out.
Yeah, no. So I heard the interior though is beautiful.
It is. The materials that things are made out of are really high quality. Like you can tell they put thought into it. It's just like a bizarre situation to be in.
Well, the whole entire thing is that mushroom trip or whatever that they were doing, like that's what they wanted it to feel like.
Yes.
They wanted you to feel like you were on shrooms when you're in there.
I've never done shrooms, but I would imagine I wouldn't enjoy that place on shrooms either, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, good. You know what? To each his own. Like, this is what they wanted, and I guess they got
They got it.
Yeah. But Julie noted that the bathroom sucks over there, so Julie noted from your review. So then they finally get to the really good part, which is about Jesse and Michelle's relationship. He says Jack said that Jesse told him if my relationship lasts over the next 2 months, I'll be in shock, which shocked him at the time. Looking back on everything, it doesn't look like that's really that shocking.
No.
Jax lets her know about the rumor that Michelle has been texting other men. And he found this out from Kristen. And this is the information that Kristen has been protecting her from, which we later find out isn't the whole entire story, but it's most story, right? And then, yeah. So what, so my thoughts on this is like, I love, so I'm not a huge Jasmine fan, but in this moment I am, because she's like, this is not my story to tell. I know that Jax and Janet are both messy, because then we see them at the Mondrian and they like, she sits down and wants to have all the tea and like asks her like what the conversation was between them. And she's like, that's something you're going to have to ask Jax. And that is not my story to tell. And that, this is where I love Jasmine, because she's like, I'm not getting involved in that. Like there's a saying in the Real Housewives of Orange County, telephone, tell a Tamara.
And then
this is the same case. It's like, he's trying to play telephone with her so she can move the story along. And she's like, I'm not about that life.
I love
that for her, because I'm like, yeah, you're right. This is something that need that if you want to find out what the situation is, you go to the source. Like, either go to Kristen, you go to the people that actually like talked about this. And she's like, I'm just here to like kick back and enjoy my life. Like, I'm not going to sit there and like involve myself in your drama and tell you. That being said, do you have anything to say about this one particular scene?
With Jasmine, Janet? No, just that Janet every second proves how messy she is. And I like love it. And I'm terrified of her.
I don't know if I'm terrified of her. I think that I think she can be broken, to be honest with you. but maybe that's also because like I'm a bitch. So like I don't know. Like I personally, like if she were to come up to me, I think I'd just walk away.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, and which I love that Kristen did that. I love that Kristen like bounced. They were like, nope, we're good. And she also said on her podcast that like I find it funny because the first 7 minutes of which we all watch this, don't get it twisted. They're really, really entertaining. I will like thank you, Bravo Gaze by Bravo.
Yes.
Of other outlets out there that like you guys can see on Instagram that they always give the first 7 minutes of the show, and I love it. I will try to post them, but to be honest with you, I don't want to like give anything away for some people. But that being said, the first 7 minutes of the Valley next week, or technically tomorrow or today, whenever you're watching this, they basically talk about like exiling them out of the group. And I love that Kristen on her podcast was like, reality TV 101, you just made me more relevant by styling me out of the group.
Because we love an underdog.
All about Kristen and all about Luke. And like, where are they? Why aren't they invited to this event? Like, you can't, like, you can't exile somebody out of the group like that. Because like people have tried and they've ultimately failed. Look at Sheena.
Yeah.
So I love that she brought that into the conversation. Let's talk about Jax's bald spot first and foremost.
Talk about it.
You know what? When I met him, I didn't really see it. But then again, it's in the back. So I'm not looking at the back of his head.
I have a picture, I think, of the back. Oh, but he was wearing a hat. He does wear hats a lot. So maybe he has it. Or maybe he's a grifter who shaved a hole into the back of his head so that he could have more validity in his weird hair loss promotion. You know, I don't know. Who knows with him?
Oh my God, that's so funny. I do love that Jesse was trying to get his flirt on, though. That was like really cute.
Oh my God. I love the Gabby, the way that she had these irrelevant ass, like 40 or something year old men, like playing into her hands, talking to her about fucking Burning Man. Like she is my idol. I'm like, wow. Because the thing is, she's never going to fuck either one of those guys, okay?
God, no.
She has a hot-ass guy or woman waiting for her at the door. Yeah. She's not fucking you, Jesse. You look like an idiot. I was honestly glad Michelle came and saved him from himself, because he was so embarrassing about it.
Oh, he would have kept it going for sure.
Oh, for sure. I
mean, you can also see that they were definitely not sober.
Like, at all.
At all. Anyways, I did love that Kristen broke the fourth wall, though, when she talked to producers, and she was just like that's literally everything. Like, guys, keep breaking the fourth wall, because
Vanderpump Rules, you need to do it a little more than you're doing it.
Yeah. I mean, if anybody taught us how to break the fourth wall, it's the Housewives. Like, they break the fourth wall every season, and it's great. And and also, by the way, without Kristen, I love how people are finally coming to realize like how great she is for this show and how awesome she is on this show, and that she's not wrong. Like, she's not wrong in what she's saying and doing. Like, this bitch like protected this girl for like a while. Like she really did protect you, Michelle. Because
yeah, I don't know what Michelle's deal was talking about. Protect me, protect me. I was like, Michelle, she is protecting you. She's actually keeping your shit relevant because she could have spilled that shit at the beginning of the season. It wouldn't be nearly as interesting.
I was literally just going to say the exact same thing. I'm like, she could have made this a storyline from the get-go, but she didn't. Because like, maybe she thought that you guys were actually trying to work on your relationship.
Yep.
So maybe she was like, okay, well, I'm like, maybe you guys are still going to be together. By the way, they're not friends anymore. So like, it's obviously didn't work.
it didn't work.
Saving a relationship didn't work. But like, I don't understand, like, don't bite the hand that feeds you, sweetie, because like, I think that Kristen, and I'm not saying that she's the sole reason why you're on this show, but she's definitely one of them. She could have picked another couple. She could have been I'm sure she has a huge friend group that would love to be on reality television, right?
I'm sure.
That are made for reality TV. I mean, like, throw a rock in Hollywood, you'll get somebody that wants to
You'll find somebody. Hell, yeah. I'll move out there. I'll be on the Valley.
Here's the thing. The one thing that I agree with Jesse and Michelle, though, I will never move to the Valley.
I feel like I really related to them the most with that. I was like, yeah, I don't know anything about the Valley, but my points of reference in Atlanta, I am very much that bitch. I'm like, I'm staying in West Hollywood. There's no way you're getting me out to Alpharetta. Are you kidding?
Yeah. Like imagine it. Like if you, so basically like you're in like a vat of sweaty hot messiness, but it's not, but it's a dry heat.
So yeah,
you're in a dry heat. There's no humidity. It's like, you're just, but you're soaking. It's legit. Yeah. Like, so when it's like 80 here, it's 100 over there. Ugh. So like, yeah, it's gross. It's like, it's so like it, you have to have AC and you have to have a pool. Those are the two must have things in the Valley. If you don't have either one of those, you are fucked.
Like, so when that's expensive.
So when Danny and Nia's AC broke during the
it was summer, like literally a crisis event.
Yeah.
So that's good to know.
That's the one thing. Like, you can live without a pool, but you can't live without AC.
Oh no!
I literally need air conditioning once a month here. Yep. So like, I only need it in August. So in the month of August, like, that's when it's really, really hot in where I live in the South Bay. Other than that, we're good. We don't need, like, the sun's out right now. It's probably like 60 something out there or 70.
It was so nice when we were there.
Fine. Yeah. But in the Valley, it's probably 90 right now, like 80 or 90 degrees. That would actually be comfortable, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
That being said, we are comfortable with the Valley, guys. It keeps giving. love the fucking Valley. Our time, unfortunately, is up because I have to go to stupid work. I really wish I didn't.
I hate that. I wish I didn't have stupid work. We could have started earlier. I'm sorry.
No. Shit happens. This doesn't pay my bills. Like, this doesn't pay my rent or my mortgage. I'm not.
Listen. We're not on reality, okay? Yeah. We have to go to other jobs too.
We have Sutton Hold. I should say this is my main hustle. This isn't my side hustle. But yeah, we have to work.
Yeah.
So I guess. Yes. So this is the time. Let's promote you.
So my podcast is Who TF Knows Emily Rose. That's Who TF Knows Emily Rose. It's on. Oh, excuse me. Had a weird, crazy thing happen with my throat. It's everywhere you can find podcasts. You can follow me at @WhoTFKnowsEmilyRose on Instagram, @WTFKEmilyRose on Twitter if you want to. Just, you know what? Check me out. Listen to my show. Even if you're not a Sheena stan, even if you don't watch Vanderpump Rules, I got plenty of stuff for you. And I'm going to have G on my show very soon, hopefully.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I'm excited, guys. Definitely check it out because she is amazing. And also, by the way, you give other notes outside of being a Sheena stan, like, and you play both ends, right? Like, you're not.
Well, thank you.
you do both. You're not like sitting there going like Sheena forever, like she can do no wrong.
It's no, I'm not like diehard. No,
like you do things where like, you do things where like you actually are. I don't want to say a sound mind because you're obviously of sound mind, but like you play both sides, right? You're like, you're a devil's advocate. You're like, look, I know the devil doesn't need more advocates, but like she definitely was like, look, I like her for this, but she did do this wrong. And like,
I try to do that with everybody on the cast. I think that it's good to have nuance and everything. Yeah. So if you're into nuance, listen to my show.
I love it. Well, guys, thank you so much for watching. If you made it this far or listening, however you get your podcast, keep watching, rating, share, please. keep sharing. And yeah, thank you, Sandbar 66, our sponsor, for making this commercial free. That's awesome. The only ad you're going to get, guys, unless, you know, cool. Spotify puts in a bunch of ads without whatever, because that's just the agreement. It is what it is.
Yeah.
And then keep following us on social media. You're going to see some actual footage of this show. So we'll put a little clip for you guys. We always try to do it every single week. And stay tuned. Also, Liz will be back. My co-host will be back for headlines, for a new headlines show / segment or whatever that we do. That's going to be a full on show as opposed to just a segment in the show. Stay tuned for that. And cool. Again, guys, please follow, share, all that crap. Thank you so much to Emily, who is amazing. And I'm definitely have her on again. You gotta beat Lindsay's amount, because she's been on twice. Oh.
Okay.
And then, but we have to get, actually, I take that back. We have to get all of us on.
Okay, three times.
Yes. So you have to be on three times.
All of us together. Yes. All I love that. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be fun. Guys, again, thank you so much. Stay tuned. All the good stuff. And we outie. Bye.
Bye.